Tennessee hospitals could be inundated with COVID-19 patients in as little as 3 weeks, according to recent modeling. WKNO's Katie Reardon reports that doctors on the front lines are calling for more government action.
Hospitalizations for COVID-19 are now doubling every 3 to 4 days, with about 10 to 20% destined for the ICU. That's according to Dr. Jeffrey Wright, medical director of critical care at Baptist Memorial Hospital in Memphis. Despite hospital staff viewing the local epidemic as a sense of duty, Wright says, they're still concerned.
Certainly there is a great deal of anxiety because we do know that there's a real risk with this disease.
For that reason, Wright, along with 2,000 medical professionals in Tennessee, are demanding that Governor Bill Lee issue a statewide shelter-in-place mandate. This week, the governor ordered non-essential businesses to close and encouraged people to stay home. But doctors say more stringent measures are needed quickly to prevent the anticipated wave of cases in the coming month.
Perhaps people aren't quite getting the message. You know, shelter in place really is, you know, you need to be out for the essentials, not out for elective activity.
Social distancing is meant to slow the spread of the disease so hospitals don't run out of equipment, such as ventilators or beds.
And the best way that we can do that is really to separate people from one another, where people can be transmitting this virus asymptomatically.
That's Dr. David Aronoff, Director of Infectious Diseases at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. He says cases in the state continue to rise dramatically. That's despite the graduated measures now being enacted. One study predicts Tennessee hospitals will run out of beds and ventilators by April 19th. Shelby County Health Director Elisa Haushalter also says peak hospitalizations and deaths locally may hit in 3 to 4 weeks. Aronoff says a well-enforced stay-at-home order statewide could stem the tide.
We like to have faith that people will do the right thing, but sometimes we don't always, and playgrounds can look awful tempting on a sunny day.
Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland this week shut down some city streets to limit access to parks after crowds gathered over the weekend. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.